feel guilty being mafsik everybody in the middle of learning. I'm supposed to give chizuk. Everybody's learning. That's the chizuk. Morris says in Brachas that avod varm tzrich mechizuk. There are four things that we have to be mechazik ourselves in. Liman ha-Torah, tefillah, shmiras ha-mitzvahs, parnasa. There are many distractions in life. And there are some things that you have to really focus in on. Eating food, you don't have to focus in. We're not going to forget to finish eating. And kidding around and making glatzonis, we don't have to focus in. That comes very, breathing, sleeping, that comes very naturally. Wasting time, that comes naturally. But there are four things that you have to focus in very hard. And today, Sedra in Parshas Vayelech, we find Moshe Rabbeinu gives the instruction to Bnei Yisrael, Chizku v'yimtzu. And he gives instructions to Yeshua ben Nun, Chazak v'amatz, one after the other. Chizku v'yimtzu, Chazak v'amatz. You need chizuk for Hakomas HaMedina. They're about to get involved in Melchemes Laman Aleph Melochim, which is a miserable like today. Melchama to establish Eretz Yisrael, to keep out all the terrorists. And a lot of people want to give up. They don't want to continue fighting. So Moshe Rabbeinu tells me you have to focus in and ignore all the distractions. We're not so involved in America. We're not so involved in HaKomis HaMedina with Melchemes Eretz Yisrael. We have different kinds of challenges. So we have to focus in on the Tefillah, on the Divrei Torah, on the Shmiras HaMitzvahs. I remember many years ago in the country there was a Chassidish Rebbe who was telling us that his name is Rabbi Stein. He was known as the Faltachana Rav. He used to be the speaker. He was a very good speaker in Yiddish, very pleasant speaker. So whenever the Satmar Rebbe had some kind of a demonstration against Nituchei Mason years ago, he used to always have demonstrations in New York. So he was always the speaker because he spoke very pleasantly. So remember, he was telling us once in the country that when he founded his shtiebel in Bensonhurst, so he made up with the Balabatim. He told them, whatever time you want to daven Shacharis on Shabbos morning, he's in agreement. You want to daven 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. He knows all the different shitas. He'll go along with them. But one thing, whatever time you make up, I want everybody to be there on time. If it's 9 o'clock, everybody should be there 9 o'clock. If it's 10:30, everybody should be there 10:30. You come late to the minyan, it shows that you're not serious about davening. It shows the lack of Yerusha mind. Whatever time the minyan is supposed to be, you should be there on time. It's always with the yeshiva guys. They know too much. They know that if you come late, so you can abridge the Pesukah de Zimmer, you can streamline and say, Baruch Shem HaAshrei Yishtabach, and go weiter. So they come late. So what happened to Korbonus? Well, in Eretz Yisrael, they never say Korbonus. It's Taka Navla G'dayla, that they never say Korbonus in Eretz Yisrael. All the shul start from Baruch Shem HaMiz Mashiach. It's Taka not right. The Chazan should say the Birchas HaShachar. Everyone should say the Rom Brachas, and you should answer Rami to the Chazan. Kol Hoy Namin Kilo Hoytzi Bracha Mipiv. And many poskim hold that it counts for the mea brachas b'chol yom. The chazan should say the brachas. Everybody should pay attention and say amen. A person has to be careful not to daven too long, not to daven too short. Daven too fast. How can you concentrate on the words? Ridiculous. The Bala Tanya has in the collection of letters in the end, the end of the Tanya, Yigris HaKodesh, he has a letter where he insists that they should daven shachris slowly, and if the people have to run out for parnasa, so let them leave early. Make sure that the Baal Tefila is a person who doesn't work for a living. It should be a boy who's sitting and learning. A married young man is sitting and learning in a yeshiva, and he doesn't have to run away for parnasa. He has all the time in the world, and he'll daven slowly. And I think he writes, I didn't look it up recently, I think he writes they should make sure they spend an hour and a half every day on shachris on a weekday. And he's going to send spies all over where his chassidim live, and if he's going to get a report that they didn't daven slowly shachris, he won't receive them when they come to visit him on Yomim Tovim. He won't allow them to come in. That was a big punishment, that the Rebbe won't be mekabel panim the chassidim when they come. You have to daven slowly. It doesn't mean to daven 20 minutes of Shemoneh Esrei. That's a little ridiculous. It shouldn't take so long to daven Shemoneh Esrei, but to daven a decent Shemoneh Esrei, to say all the words. The halacha says, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Talmud Yerushalmi, but you don't need any Talmud Yerushalmi. Common sense dictates you're not allowed to be Oisik ben Belachto while you're davening. Some people, the first half of the davening they're saying while they're putting on the tefillin, and the second half of the davening they're saying as they're taking off the tefillin. Or a person is finishing eating, so he benches. As he's benching, he's wrapping up all of his books and all of his leftover food and wrapping everything up. And when he finishes wrapping up, he finishes benching and then he leaves. What kind of davening is that? He's not paying attention to any of the words. He's paying attention to the Oisik ben Malachta. He's not davening, he's not benching. The whole thing is a joke. A person has to be medactic to daven in Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaKnesses. The Novi Yishai says, Dir Shashem Vihi Motso, you should search out a Kodesh Baruch Hu in that location where you stand a better chance of finding him. Where is Vihi Motso? So the Poskim quote the Talmud Yerushalmi says, Be Beis HaKnesses, Be Beis HaMedrash, or Be Beis HaMikdash, in a place where you can find him. The Gemara tells us how important it is, the idea of Tfilah B'Tzibur. Even if a person doesn't really deserve to have his prayers answered, but if he davens along with the Tzibur, so the Schus HaTzibur will help him that his prayer, he stands a better chance of having his prayers answered. A person shouldn't daven in his bedroom. A person has to get up on time, go to a minyan. If you don't go to this minyan, go to the other minyan. Go to a minyan where they daven at a decent pace, not too long and not too slow. There's certain things in a yeshiva that people should pick up by osmosis. As the hearer is to pay attention to Kriyas HaTorah, many stand by Chazoras HaShatz, many stand by Kriyas HaTorah. There are things that never everybody knows in a yeshiva, that's the way you do things. Even if the din doesn't really require, you pay attention to Chazoras HaShatz, the din taka does require, you don't talk in the middle of Chazoras HaShatz, you don't talk in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. These are things that should have been picked up by osmosis. Normally, all of the people who learn in yeshiva, nobody learns 4 years, okay, 3 years, 2 years, 2 years, 3 years. Everyone who learns 2 years, 3 years should pick all these things up by osmosis. The only way it's possible not to pick it up if you consciously make an effort, the dafka, not to pick it up. A person makes up his mind, he doesn't want to pick up anything from the yeshiva. That's terrible. I remember we used to have Rav Soloveitchik's brother used to live right across the street. I had him for chemistry, Shmuel Soloveitchik. So he used to talk with the Baruch Nevach, he had no children. So he used to be friendly with all of the Talmidim and Yeshiva. He used to learn here between Chamar, Shachris, he always davened in the Beis Medrash. So he said, it's no wonder that his brother, Rabbi Yosheber Soloveitchik, is such a great guy. And he says, you don't have to be a genius to be brought up in my father's home to be a guy. My father poured so much into us. He hacked so much learning. You had to be a genius not to become a great guy. You had to be a genius to figure out how to fight against the father and bedafka not to allow the learning to penetrate. That's mamish the truth over here. In any yeshiva, you have to make a conscious effort not to pick up what's going on in the yeshiva. I know a few boys close to my family. I know boys, they learned in the yeshiva 4 years, not only 2 years, 3 years. They learned 4 years in the yeshiva. They got absolutely zero hashpoch in the yeshiva. Why? They never daven here in the Beis Medrash on Shabbos, they always daven Soloveitchik. And there was always some other terrace. And every time I invited them to eat by us, there was always some other terrace. They couldn't eat by us. Never ate by a Rebbe. Never sat by a Tish on a Shabbos. Never davened in the Beis Medrash. Zero. He went in and he went out of the building. He picked up absolutely no hashpo whatsoever. A normal bacher would be able to pick up so many things just by osmosis. Now we're holding by Slichas time. It's not proper to come late to Slichas. To wake up so early, or to say slichas in the middle of the night at 1 o'clock, whatever time you're going to say slichas. But still, that's a minig. That's a holy minig from centuries. It's been hallowed by centuries of observance of Klal Yisrael. And in the yeshiva, that's the time that we have to be medactic most in these inyanim. And whatever chizuk we will gain in the yeshiva will last, will carry us through to the rest of our lives. We have to be mechazik ourselves on learning Torah. And every mesichta, there's always some special sefer. Masechta Shabbos, Eglei Tal, Tetzos Chaim, everybody knows. Even if you're not going to read every page, but you don't have to buy a copy, but you should look in the sefer once in a while. You should know what it looks like. You should know some of the major ideas that they have to say, the Eglei Tal, with the Tetzos Chaim, with the Minchas Chinuch, and the Masechta Shabbos. And every daf in the Gemara, there's some famous vort. There isn't one sefer who hits the spot on every single Gemara. He has the best. How can it be? How can it be? But just like in the secular world, in physics or in chemistry, mathematics, there's always some genius who broke the secret of this puzzle, and another genius who figured out the secret of that riddle. So the same in learning. On this tesis, there's a famous shach. On that tesis, there's a famous nesivus. On this Gemara, there's a famous ktois. On this Gemara there's a Rashba, not Gemara there's a Ran. When you're learning in the Beis Medrash, no one is expected to know all these things on their own. You talk to the guy to your right, you talk to the guy to your left, and he'll tell you there's a Ktzos, and he'll tell you there's a Rashba. And everybody all together will come up with all of these famous, there's Yeshiva Shireid. Everybody knows on every line in the Gemara there's a famous sefer who has the best essay on that topic. So you should know who the sefer is and who the author is and what color it is. A red book with yellow letters. And when did he live? Did he live before the First World War? Did he live before the Spanish-American War? Did he live in America? Did he live in Eastern Europe? Where's he? Find out, know the basics, the ABC of what the Torah is all about. You walk in the halls, you'll be seeing signs about all of the extra shiurim in the evening. Sunday night, every week, there's a chabura. Monday night, there's a chabura. Tuesday night, there are more chaburas than is humanly possible to attend. So you have to figure out which chabur you're going to attend. But avail yourselves of these shiurim. Come to the chaburas. There are vadim and musar and parshas HaShavua and neviim, Torah, neviim, ksuvim, kabbalah, chasidus, whatever you want, from A to Z, and then, again, from aleph to tav, in all languages. In all languages, Hebrew, English, Yiddish, everything is available. So chaparayin as much as you can. Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Ramah. Ramah quotes the Ran in the end of Megillah, who says there's a difference between, the Gemara says there's a difference between Kedushas Beis HaKnesses and Kedushas Beis HaMedrash. The Gemara has a machlokes in Megillah, which has the higher level of Kedusha of the two. Can you convert a Beis HaKnesses into a Beis HaMedrash and not the reverse? Or Fakert, you can convert a Beis HaMedrash into a Beis HaKnesses and not the reverse. One is clearly higher level of Kedusha than the other, and we have a principle of Malam HaKodesh with Omar Eden. So Gemara has a machlokes in the end of Megillah, which is the higher level of Kedusha. We paskin, the Gemara is clear that we accept La Halacha, the opinion of Rav Shulam ben Levi against Rav Yechon, the Beis HaMedrash has the higher level of Kedusha. What is the difference between the two? So Taisus in Maseches Nozir gives you a definition that the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses stems from the fact that there's a Sefer Torah there. It's the extension of the Kedusha's Torah Shebichsav, whereas the Beis HaMedrash gains its Kedusha from the fact that you're learning Torah Shebal Peh. Every Beis HaMedrash has a Sefer Torah, and you're learning Kriyas HaTorah also. You have to look up Dinim in the Chumash once in a while. Every Beis HaKnesses, the rabbi holds a drasha, and he says over Avort from the Gemara, says over Torah Shebal Peh also. But the question is, which is the Iker? Which is the Iker Tachlis of the Mokum? Is it for Lima Torah Shebichsav or is it for Lima Torah Shebal Peh? So we pass in Halacha that the Beis HaMedrash has the higher level of Kedusha. Interesting that the Torah Shebal Peh is able to give a higher level of Kedusha. Something to think about. So the Ran is quoted in Shulchan Aruch as explaining that there is a Kula, everybody knows this Kula, there is a Kula in the Gemara that if you're learning in the Beis HaMedrash, it doesn't apply to a Beis HaKnesses, the Ran says. A Beis HaKnesses, the main purpose is for davening. And you learn also. But a Beis HaMedrash, the main purpose is for learning, and then you daven also. So since the main purpose of a Beis HaMedrash is for learning, so if the fellow, it's not really right to sleep in a Beis HaMedrash, to take a nap or to have some food, to have a snack. But if you're going to tell a fellow that when he's tired, he has to go up to the dormitory, and what if he lives all the way 182nd Street? So he has to go take a nap all the way over there, and if he's hungry, he has to go walk out of the Beis HaMedrash, walk across the street and have a snack. So it's going to cause bitul Torah. So since the whole ikir of the Beis HaMedrash is to enhance people's learning, so we have a kula in the Beis HaMedrash only that the Talmid Chacham, who has the right to treat the Beis HaMedrash as his own home, is allowed to have a little snack in the middle of learning that will enhance his learning. Instead of telling him he should go across the street and waste 10 minutes going across the street, buying it and coming back and so on. So we make it and have a snack. Well, Mekhle can take a little nap in the Beis HaMedrash. This is all to enhance one's learning. So we should treat the Beis HaMedrash like our home. Would you like to live in a pigsty? I don't know. Sometimes I come in the morning, they have these empty bottles, Snapple bottles all over, and Hershey bar wrappers all over the floor. So it's not that's what they're being paid for. The maintenance men are being paid to clean up. What do you mean? In your home, that's the way you treat your home. You leave all the junk on the floor, and then you have the maid. So let's say you're wealthy, you have a maid. You have the maid come and pick everything up. You don't want to live in a pigsty. If you see a sloppy Beis HaMedrash, you should clean it up. It's the kibbeiso. It's like your own home. You have to treat it like your own home. When you use svarim in your own home, you leave the svarim all over the house. Sloppy mess. And then how are you going to remember next time where your egg latal is? You're going to look at all the stacks of svarim all over the house. You put it back. When you finish learning, you put it back. I don't know, a lot of times I come in the morning, I want to learn. So I find on that big chair next to where I sit, I have a stack of svarim. I can't even put them back. They're not even from this Beis HaMedrash. It says they're from the other Beis HaMedrash. How do they walk over here? And whoever brought it over here should bring it back over there. Bishleim of the svarim that belong over here. Okay, so I'll put them back. I didn't take them out, so I'll put them back. Or Bishleima, you have Mishnah Berurah. There's so many sets of Mishnah Berurah that the world won't come to an end if you don't put back the Mishnah, the volume of the Mishnah Berurah that you use. There are another 25 sets of the Mishnah Berurah. But there aren't so many sets of Rav Shimon. There aren't so many sets of Rabbi Chanan here in the bookcases. The other things, there's only one copy. I have to have Binyan Shlomo or something else. There's only one copy. So when a person finishes using it, he should be nice enough to put it back, not to waste everybody else's time. So that when they'll lead a sefer, they'll have to go look for it. The learning should be done in an efficient fashion. If a person knows that he can't concentrate for 3 hours from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock, so don't try. If you know you can't do it, so don't try. So learn for 45 minutes and take a 10-minute break. Go take a walk for 10 minutes. Then you'll be refreshed and then you come back and learn. Don't keep on plugging away. Don't try to do the impossible. Or you can have variety within learning itself. Shouldn't become intense. That's not healthy, and you're not going to accomplish anything by becoming more intense. You have to relax. So you can relax within learning. So have a short, have a seder. Instead of a 3-hour seder to learn Gemara with Tosfos, have a seder for an hour, 45 minutes to learn Gemara with Tosfos, then have another seder to learn Mishnah Berurah, have another seder to learn an easier perek, a different perek, a different mesichta, whatever. If you need variety, so pick some variety. Use your time in an intelligent fashion. You have to be a little selfish also. Last week, I was asked to encourage everybody to join NCSY, which I did. Okay, I fulfilled my assignment. But I added on, I want to add on again now, you have to be selfish. We talk to have in this week's Sedra, HaNigalos lo'nul v'neinu ad'olam lasis kol dira tera zayis lasis, means to force other people, to get other people to do the mitzvahs also. Ma'asin, godol ha'ma'asa yosem and oisem. So that pasuk, Handiglos Lona Vaneh, is the source of the principle that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh V'Zeh, we have a responsibility to other people also. You have to see to it that they also learn, they also keep mitzvah. Yeah, also means first yourself. The principle is, in all mitzvah, Shemiran Machavera, Chayecha Kaidim L'Chayecha Vecha. First you have to take care of yourself. After you're taken care of, then you can take care of other people. I'm an old man already. My career is holding by an end. So I can afford to give time. So this night I speak over here, the other night I go over there, there I dance at his wedding. I'm holding by the end already. You guys are young people. You have to be selfish. Don't go to everybody's wedding. And don't go to every tzedakah cause. And don't go to every NCSY function. And if it's too much, don't go to NCSY. It's a big mitzvah to be mekarev everybody, to help everybody out. But chayecha kaidim l'chayecha v'echer. You have to build up your own career. You have to learn and you have to... One of the things that needs chizuk is parnasa. You have to pay attention in college, and don't think that in the schus of Liman HaTorah you're going to get a good job in physics or as an actuary, whatever. You have to pay attention in the afternoon. There are wise guys who learn in the morning and they learn at night. They never do the homework. Comes before the final, so they have to start cramming, and then they don't do well. And then when they graduate, they're not able to get a job. Then they have to start all over again. They have to start taking all the courses all over again. The Gemara says B'nishimach has dibet Torah need chizuk. And Parnosa needs chizuk together. The same Maimon Chazal. Parnosa needs chizuk. You have to be focused in. The day only has 24 hours, only 7 days in a week. You have to be selfish. You have to take care of yourself. Make sure you do well in college. Make sure you do your homework and your readings in a timely fashion. So you won't have to rush. You won't have to scramble the last minute before the final. And then if you have some extra time after you learn for yourself, to give over to others, mehecha teisa, but don't be so altruistic that you're giving away, you're already dedicating your life to everybody else before you even begin. Make sure that you take care of yourself first. The dvarim pshuta miyod, but like the Mesillas Yeshayahu writes in the introduction, that mirob pshitusam, there are so many things that are so elementary and so obvious, mirob pshitusam, people don't pay attention to them. The main chizuk is that you should sit and learn like you were learning before. And you won't be in any drushes.